VOA News. The Israeli army has come to the rescue of a besieged Syrian aid organization. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The Israeli army evacuated some 800 civilians from Syria, most of them members of the White Helmet Civil Defense Group and their families. The military said their lives were endangered by advancing forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar Assad, who sees the White Helmets as collaborators with Syrian rebels. Israeli Cabinet Minister Tzachi Hanegbi described the rescue as a humanitarian gesture to the Syrian people and the international community. The operation was organized by the U.S., Britain, and Canada. They see the White Helmets as heroes.
A powerful bomb exploded near Kabul's international airport Sunday, killing at least 16 people and wounding 60 others. The suicide bomber attacked just minutes after First Vice President Abdul Rahid Dostum returned home from a year-long exile. Through its Amaq news agency, the Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack. Police in Pakistan say a suicide bombing in the country's northwest has killed the driver of an election candidate. It wounded the candidate and three other people. Elections in the country are on Wednesday. Afghanistan hosted a new round of talks with Pakistan Sunday in an effort to build confidence and work together to bring an end to the Afghan conflict. The meeting took place in Kabul. The agreement the two sides are working to reach is being called the Afghanistan-Pakistan Action Plan for Peace and Solidarity. This is VOA News. Both Republican and Democratic members of Congress are criticizing President Trump's claim in a tweet on Sunday that newly released documents relating to the wiretapping of his one-time campaign adviser Carter Page confirm with little doubt that intelligence agencies misled the courts that approved the warrant. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff said the documents lay out in detail just why the FBI was so concerned that Carter Page might be acting as an agent of a foreign power.
The dumping of these documents with George Papadopoulos, that Carter Page had in fact been a target of Russian intelligence in the past, that Carter Page had gone to Russia during the campaign.
And Republican Senator Marco Rubio also broke with Trump, saying he didn't think the FBI did anything wrong in obtaining warrants against Page.
They were looking into this one individual, but an individual the campaign themselves said was not a big part of their efforts. Therefore, I wouldn't consider that spying on a campaign.
Rubio appeared on CBS's Face the Nation while Schiff was on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Scientists in Australia seem to have made a breakthrough in detecting melanoma in its early stages. Correspondent Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Professor Mel Zeiman is the head of the Edith Cowan University Melanoma Research Group.
We're hoping that it will reduce the number of people that get metastatic disease, because that's where it becomes tricky. If a thin melanoma is identified early and it's removed, you have a 98 to 99% chance of 5 to 10-year survival. So that's what we're hoping to achieve, is that people will feel more comfortable going for skin checks. So it will just up the number of people that are aware and able to get their melanoma identified earlier.
Malignant melanoma is the most serious form of skin cancer. It's mainly caused by exposure to UV radiation. In Australia, about 1,500 people die from the disease each year.
Indonesian police said Sunday that a 15-year-old girl who was raped by her older brother has been sentenced to 6 months in jail for having an abortion. The brother received a 2-year sentence for having sex with a minor. The siblings were convicted Thursday in trials on the island of Sumatra. Abortion is illegal in Indonesia, but is allowed in cases of rape. However, the abortion must be done by a healthcare professional within the first 6 weeks of the pregnancy. The girl had the abortion 6 months into her pregnancy. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.